Okay, we have a very long shacharis going on here. I'm trying for a while. Today we're going to learn Yehi Chavayim. Yehi Chavayim, of course, follows Mizmar L'Saida. And before explaining Yehi Chavayim, he gives a Hagdama. Hine, b'Shabbos, m'sifin kan oi tes mizmairim b'sefer Tehillim. Every Shabbos and Shacharis, we had 9 extra chapters into the Shacharis that come from Tehillim. Now, Nusach Sfaradi is more than 9. Here we're talking about Nusach Ashkenaz. So we add 9 chapters. What are they?
Why the number 9?
He's going to explain. Rashab will get to it. First, he counts out to 9. What? You have an Ashkenaz Siddur. Okay, I have an old-fashioned one over here that I got from some yucky fellow in the shul. You ever heard this guy gave me this? You don't think this one's so good?
Okay.
At any rate, Lam Natsayach, Shrei Misaf and Kavayit Kael, the David B'Shanasi is Tamai, Tfilo L'Moshe. Now in Ashkenaz we stick it around with Tzadikim first, Sfar just changes the order. And it's 3. Yosha B'Seser is 4. Halleluka Hallelu is 5. Haidu L'Hashem Ki Tov K'Lalam Chasda is 6. Rananu Tzadikim, which again Sfar says earlier, is 7. Mizrashili HaMeshabas and Hashem Malki Eslavesh are 8 and 9. Now for reasons I don't know, Ashkenaz Sfar, Nusach Sfar, is in Mizmar Shir and Shalom Alois, Mizra Shil Hashem Shir Chadash, which is Tzadiches, Shalom Alois, Shir Amalois, Shir Hashem has 4, Shir Amalois, smack in the middle. I don't know the reason. And 5 altogether. Rav Shab is not going to explain, so, have to see. Till they put out the Sfarad version of Rav Shab on the Siddur, where we'll stick with the Ashkenaz. Anyway, he says, we add 9, Chutz Min Nishmas. Aside from Nishmas, which we'll explain separately. Ube'emes. B'chol yom omrim b'psukei dezimra tisha mizmari tehillim. On a regular day, in psukei dezimra, we say 9. So this point is going to be, every day we say 9, and on this day we say double 9. In other words, heim haidu l'Hashem kiru b'shmai. That's 1. And shiru l'Hashem. Well, he puts in Shir Lashem and Haidu. He splits Haidu into 2. That Shir Lashem Shir Chadash, which is Tilim Tzadik Vav, is here in middle. I'm sorry, I'm making a mistake. Again, Haidu Lashem Kirishmai, Vishir Lashem, which I'm just at first glance assumed was part of, it's not part of Haidu. Okay, we'll have to straighten that out. I should have looked back. Okay, let me see if the Yaki Siddur has that different. Sorry. You guys say anything different by Haidu? Say anything by Haidu? Is it the same? It's the same, okay. So I'm not sure what he's referring to. Rav Schwab refers to Tilim Tzadik Vav as being a part of the Haidu. Oh, we do. In other words, we really say the Divrei Yamin version. Okay, I take it back. It's 2 halves of Haidu. There's a footnote, Aleph, with later, which he says, he means that we say the Divrei Hayamim version of Shir Hashem. So what he's saying is that Haidu is really 2 separate, songs of praise. There's the Haidu Hashem Ki Tov, the first part, and even though the Chazan doesn't break, we have about 10 Pesukim in Shir Hashem Kol Ha'aretz, Bashu Miyayim El Yayim, he's counting it as 2. Okay? He says, explained it elsewhere. Mizmal Asayda is 3, Ashrei is 4, Chamisha Prakim, skip to Kichva, wait, Chamisha Prakim Shalaluka is 8, is, again, Haidu, he counts as 2, Mizmal Asayda, Ashrei, and 5, Halalukas is 9. Nimsim is Mizmari Shabbos, Kfulin. So it comes out that the Mizmari Shabbos are double the weekday is 9, Shabbos we had 9, Kamashim Atsin Rabbi Devarim, Kfulim B'Shabbos, Lachem Mishnah, we have all other things, that are double. Kivan Shabbos, Amis Palim, Bitfila Hamida Yudches Brachis, since Shemana Esrei there are no 18, Sidru Shalach upon him, Naim Yudches Mizmari Mishal Shvach. So the 18 chapters of Shvach make up for it. So if you think you're getting away with a shorter davening because it's a shorter Shemana Esrei, nothing doing. You're getting 9 extra kapitlach in Pesukei
Dezimra. It's not analogous. Shemana Esrei is not Shvach.
It's totally not analogous. He means the remes of whatever the 18 stands for. You're right. V'av shein aymir mizmal asayda b'shabbos. Kamei b'mkayma yesh shvach shal nishmas. Says mizmal, against mizmal asayda is the praise of nishmas. V'inyin zed nimsagam b'piske yichavai sheyesh b'a shemana esrei p'sukim. Yichavai itself is 18 p'sukim. U'be'emes, Yesh charuz echad. There's one sentence in Yichavayd she'enai pasuk la'atzmai. No, Yichavayd is only one. It's not really a pasuk. Elamurkim mishloishu pesukim shayinim. It's constructed from 3 pesukim. Who Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimlech la'ilam vayed, which is not a pasuk. We say it many, many times, but it's really combined from a pasuk of Hashem Melech, a pasuk of Hashem Malach. Now, pasuk Hashem Yimlach La'ilam Vayed. Keneged Yuchas Brachos Shem Hashem Esrei. V'yutes Pa'amim Shem Hashem. Chavayit has the name of God 19 times. Keneged Hashem Tfilas Hamid Shalom Yesh Cha Esrei Brachos. Now, the question is what Yehi Chavayit is. Yehi Chavayit is unusual in that if you take out a siddur and you look at Yehi Chavayit, it's not a capital of Tillim. Haidu is a capital of Divrei Hayamim. Every single pasuk in Yehi Chavayit comes from a different place. It's just a combination of pesukim. Chavayit Hashem Lo Yisach Shem B'Masav is Tilam Lamed Gimel. Yishem Hashem Varbe Yatav Yaroi Lam. Mizah Shem Hashem Bun Hashem Hashem Rok Ben Hashem Kvaidai is Pei Ches. Those two are at least consecutive. Hashem Shulcha Laila Mishal Dar V'Dar. That's Mem Dalet. All in a cup of Tehillim, but they all come from different assorted places of Tehillim. And one, that's what Rav Schwab is going to explain. And one of them even comes from Divrei Hayamim. Yisro Shemayim Yisab Gal Oretz. V'yagam Hashem Malach is Divrei Hayamim. And then the rest go back mostly to Tehillim. Actually, one pasuk is from Chumi, well, Hashem Malach, Hashem Malach, Shem Yimlach, Lailam Vayed. Shem Yimlach, Lailam Vayed comes from the end of the Shira. And one pasuk is from Mishlei. Rabbi Smashav is Lelisha Tzas Hashem Yisakum. So it's really a chalent of different psukim.
Who composed it?
I assume somewhere along in the Anshe Gan HaSag Daila period. So he's going to explain what the meaning of this chain of psukim is. He gives Agdama. Kvar Agdamnu bePesach Hashar Shel Hashir in the psicha of this book, which he gave Ashurim, Shechelet Psuke Dezimra Mechuv Neged HaUlam Sheba Azara. He explained that all of the davening is connected to Beis Hamikdash. Shemoneh Esrei is going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Each thing is a progression from Karbanis all the way through. Psukei Dezimra is entering the Ulam of the Azara, the hall of the Azara, which is the great hallway before the Heichal. V'shaninu b'sechtes midas. Now very few people are aware of this. Sharshuroi shalzav ha'yakvuin b'tikras ha'ulam. There were golden chains wrapped around the pillars of the entrance area of the hallway. Shebehem pirchei kuna aylim v'rayim es ha'atarais. And you could climb up these chains like monkey bars. Mm-hmm. And on top of them, well, the Ataris, I believe this is the Yachin Ubayas. Mm-hmm. There were two great pillars. Mm-hmm. They didn't hold anything up. They were just decorative pillars that had crowns on top of each one. And there were chains. The Kainim, I don't know why they would check on the crowns, but in order to check on the crowns, they would climb up these chains to go up. This is totally a Kabbalistic idea. The whole Yachanu Bayaz is Kabbalistic. It's mentioned in Nach when Shlomo HaMelech builds the Beis HaMikdash. Shekidei lirois oisam shnei aksarim shel zav shetolu begaga heichal. Are you saying that these were two crowns on the roof of the heichal, not on the roof of the two pillars, but on the roof of the heichal? Kemavu bizchar yavav. Hayu pirchei kuhuna mitafsim vaylim al yedei asher shorais lestakel bahem. They would climb up to see it. In the area between the ulam and the heichal, I mentioned when we began that it was shaped like a T. There was a large hallway, and then the heichal itself. So between them, there were chaloinos. There were chaloin means a window. Here it means a vacant area, like a hollow space in the middle of the wall. I want to explain what he's saying. He's saying this represents the chain, and it's similar in that it's like Teva's Daimais. Now we'll see in a minute, the mashal would be, just as for the purpose of mashal, like dominoes. When you play dominoes, you have a domino that's a 5 and a 3. So when you put it down, you put the 5 to a 5, and then if you're left with a 3, the other guy got to put one down that matches the 3. Right? You know, play dominoes? So, no. Anyway, that's the way dominoes were. Every domino, you've seen dominoes, right? It's two sets of dots.
Two halves.
So, what?
Two halves.
So each one matches the previous, and that matches the following. He's saying, in Yichavayit, every pasuk matches the previous, and matches the following, as follows. Now they all have one theme, which explains at the end, but explains as follows: Dugmas Hashasharis, similar to chain, Shechul Yisem Mechubari Zubazu, whose links are connected. Vizeh Yichavayit Hashem LaOilam. The key word in Yichavayit Hashem is that God's honor is LaOilam, is eternal. HaMechub LaPasik. What's the next pasik? Yishem Hashem Avayrach Me'atav Yad Olam. So it matches the LaOilam matches Olam. Now, we say the words that come from Hallel. Before it says Shem, Shin Mem, not Hashem, but Shem Hashem, right? Yi Shem Hashem Avayrach. So we match it. So the match is Shem Hashem to Shem Hashem. So you get it, the first three psukim. The middle pasuk, Yehi Shem Hashem Avayrach Me'atav Yad Olam, the Olam is connected back, Yichvah Hashem L'Olam, and Yehi Shem Hashem Avayrach is connected forward to Mimbezah Shem Hashem Avayim L'Olam Shem Hashem. Now, keep on going. V'gam, Mishulav Kevaydei Kan, L'Masha Pischa, Pasachnu Yichvah Hashem L'Olam. He says there's like a bonus that Kevaydei matches the Yehi Chavayd. Now, Mamshichin. Hashem Shimcha La'olam. Again, the Hashem, the Shem Hashem. You have two connections that are Shem Hashem. You can have that in dominoes too, right? You can have a one and a one, and then it goes on to, so here the middle pasuk is connected back to Shem Hashem, and forward to Shem Hashem. Gaival Shemayim Mishal Ben Chul Yais, Hashem Mishamayim Eichin Kisai, to match with Al Kol Goyim, Rom Al Kol Goyim Hashem, Al Shemayim Kevaydai, we match Hashem b'shemayim eichin kisai, u'machasai b'akel mishala, plus yismuch ha'shemayim v'sogel ha'aretz. You have two shemayims. V'yem rogayim Hashem malach. To match to Hashem malach, gam yeshchiba machusai b'akel mishala, u'mashamar Hashem malach. So, machusai b'akel mishala matches Hashem malach. U'mesiv v'choya, shal psukim urkavim. Once we mention machusai and Hashem malach, we say Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimlech La'ilam Voed. And the next pasuk, Gam pasuk Hashem Melech La'ilam Voed. So again, that matches back Hashem Melech La'ilam Voed Abdu Gai Me'aretzai. V'achkach Mekashrim pasuk Abdu Gai Me'aretzai with in pasuk Hashem Hefir Atzaz Gaim. Both of them have to do with the other nations. V'chavim Eitzah La'Eitzah. That pasuk said Atzaz Gaim, It matches Rabbis Meshavis Lavish, Ratzas Hashem Yisakum. Im Hatzas Hashem Loilom Samoy, the next pasuk. V'yesh V'zeh Kesa, Rabbis Meshavis, and the Rabbis Meshavis Lavish, together with Meshavis Libay, Lidar Vadar. So each pasuk is a match, sometimes two, that always form a consecutive flow similar to the to a chain.
So if you want to figure out the matches, you go forward?
Yeah, if you say when you daven, I mean, I've learned this a long time ago. When you daven, you see it. As you daven, it's one easy one to follow. As you daven, if you're in shul, if your brain is in shul at the moment, so you can notice each one is connected to the previous one. Now, just because they're connected doesn't mean anything. They're connected, but they have one theme, which he explains. The kavana bepiskazu, the kavana throughout the theme. La bia shvachu tila la kadosh baruch hu kishanosim leiv lirais matzav ha'olam bakris hayamim. They all talk about a beautiful theme of seeing the condition of the world at the end of days. Shaz b'yimei Mashiach yichvayr Hashem la'olam. And Yismach Hashem b'masa. Gam v'gimel psukei halal mayrim shekalu umayis lemtzami mizah shemesh ad mevayai yakira b'kadosh baruch hu v'yeh Hashem rama kogayim la'olam. Mechrizim v'ayimim nitzchi yishal kadosh baruch hu. And we also declare the eternity of God Hashem shibcha li'olam. V'az yizgal l'ein kol shekadosh baruch hu b'shamayim heichin kisai u'misham u'shaylet ala kol u'machusay b'kol mashallah v'achol yayimu Hashem melech. I came be mikrish and sarcha mispal ledali psuki de zimmer. This is the chiddush. But I came, since this is just so extraordinary, it's an expression of the glory of Hashem at the end of days. Therefore, when you have to skip be mikrish and sarcha mispal ledali be psuki de zimmer, if you came late and you have to skip psuki de zimmer, parts of psuki de zimmer, kagoyin kedei lespal lematzibur. For example, to catch minyan. Va'imer rach baro shomer ashrei yishtabach. Yishtalu shiyomer l'chal apochus gam yihi chavayit. Shetihi lazu hi shia piskas ha-shevach l'kadosh baruch hu. V'tamtzis ha-idoa shal kol psukei dezimra. Shia piskas ha-shvach. It defines, I guess, the purpose of the praise. Tamtzis ha-idoa, and tamtzis is concentrate in Israel when you buy. Right, so it's concentrated essence. Praise of God, essence. Of the whole psukah, the essence of it. So the idea being that this chain of psukim is a reference to the praise of God, Yichvei Hashem la'olam, in eternity. And he adds, U'mamshichin avdu gayim e'artzai. Now why are we talking about the gayim? So let me explain outside, just because it's late. What he explains is that avdu gayim e'artzai, among gayim they are rishayim, and those are not rishayim. Now, Rishayim, we say, Avdu Gayim Eretz, we're really talking about the Gayim not existing anymore. But he explains Avdu Gayim Eretz to mean something else. What he explains in the next paragraph is that the world consists of separate nations, and the nationhood of every separate nation is totally a political thing, where each nation has its own identity. Lasid Lavai, which Yichavayd refers to, the idea is to go back to before the Dar HaFlaga, to go back to a place where the whole world recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To go back to before the Dar HaFlaga. Avdu Gayim E'artzai, interestingly, he says, doesn't mean that the Gayim are all going to die out. He means that the separate nation, the people of separate nations, the separate nationalities will dissolve and fall back to Safa Achas, to one Safa. I saw before Sukkot this idea. We say on Sukkot, the Karbana is the Parei Achag. They were brought 70 Parim over 7 days, and they're in a descending order, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8. They're 7. They go down, they total 70, but an increasing order, which shows lema'it umasailam. Now, I'm certain that the simple pshat, a person understands it, the nation should disappear in the world. Lema'it to be mema'it, the 70 nations. But it doesn't fit into Rashi. Rashi and Chumash, 70 parim are connected to 70 umais that decrease. And if the Goyim would only know how fortunate they are to have these 70 karbonis to protect them, they wouldn't have destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. That's a contradiction. If we mean the 70 nations are going to slowly disappear, so that's not protecting them. So the beer they had seen was this beer that Rav Schwab says here. Not sure, I think I saw Rav Druck Sefer. He says, when it says the 70 nations go down, it doesn't mean they disappear from the world. The Rishon should disappear. But the nations of the world are slowly gonna condense into the one nation of human beings that is recognized as the Bayrei Olam, those who keep the Sheva Mitzvah and those who keep the Tayag Mitzvah. So that it sort of, decreases in that type of a way. And there's such a Bria. There's such a Bria. The Hasidim have Ilam Abba as well.
Is it that the nations will go back to being 70?
They'll go back to being one. Like before the world was split. Now if you say the United Nations has 146 members or whatever it is, but the 70 nations, we really mean the 70 nations listed in the Chumash and Parashas Na'ar. That's a good question. I'm guessing, I'm not certain, that it's because it's around the Yemei HaDin. It's between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Hashanah Rabbah. So we're talking about Din, so I suppose that's why, but I'm not certain.
But the Torah discusses it also. Any nation doesn't come to the Shachavas Hashem will be destroyed.
Okay, but it says the Shlomo HaMelech says that it's built. So that's the ideal, you know, with all the nations of the world lining up against us, we wonder how many will be left. You know, that'll be for us. We don't really know. Rav Palm used to say that the purpose of the United Nations is so that when Mashiach comes, God could say, you know, which nations were with us and which were against us. Now, if there was no UN, so, you know, nations would come, West Guinea. You know where West Guinea is? You know, West Guinea or Madagascar or all these nations. We love the Jews. So the United Nations, we pull out the roll call and we see who they voted for. So obviously, what's that called? That one, that island, West Macedonia or something, always votes with Israel for some reason. I've never noticed they exist. No, you know what I mean? There's a Pacific island that's a nation. Huh?
I think it's called Micronesia.
Oh, Micronesia, okay. So Micronesia always votes with us, okay? Must be good people there.
Okay. Is he assigning inferior status to Yehichavo as opposed to Asher Yishtava?
No, he's giving a superior. He says you have to skip everything, skip this. But it's not one of the nine. There are nine kapitlach of Tehillim that we add. This he's calling a condensed version of the expressions of Hashem's glory, Lasid Lavai.
No, but he's saying that in order to catch up, so you skip Rat Baruch Shohamar Asher Yishtava.
You don't skip Baruch Shohamar, you do say Baruch Shohamar.
Oh,
in other words, you skip everything except Baruch Shohamar Asher Yishtabach, and then he says, those you do say, and it's good to say Yichavot as well. That's what
he
says.
Why doesn't he include the Yichavot?
Because it's not strictly required, strictly speaking, you make a bracha, say Asher, and say Yishtabach. He's saying the next thing you should do is Yichavot.